I think so. Yeah, I do. I'm very confident in what they did tonight, and you know, obviously the execution wasn't perfect, but it was again headed in the right direction. I thought Sam was very efficient throwing the football. We did some nice things running the ball this week, and it just goes to show you when you can allow your starters to practice longer, you get some timing and rhythm with those guys, and it showed tonight. Yeah, there's always room to grow, I think, with everybody, even myself, you know, included. And we did take some strides tonight. Pleased with the victory, obviously. And the efficiency, yeah, we got to keep working on the drops. We got to keep working on the penalties. Second half penalties, cost us there a little bit. But overall, definitely have some work to do each and every week. And now our starters can focus on the opening day and get themselves ready to go September 11th.
How would you describe Sam's preseason and through OTAs, the whole thing?
Well, I thought tonight obviously kind of culminated everything, his hard work that he's put in all through the offseason and through training camp. I made the decision way back in OTAs to split all the reps equally, you know, three ways, all the way through training camp. And again, this is the first week that, Sam's had 100% of the reps, and it showed tonight. You know, his 17 for 20. I mean, it's a high percentage, obviously, and having the touchdowns and just seeing the field and putting the ball exactly where he wants to put it, I think is just his growth and his maturity and his understanding of the offense and trusting his guys. Yeah, you know, I kind of went in tonight wanting to get certain guys in certain situations, and he was one of them. And he did a nice job tonight. You know, obviously putting the ball in his hand, running it, and then obviously throwing it on some slants and some intermediate stuff that he's very good at. So it's something that we'll continue to evaluate in his situation and keep putting him in those spots. Really, the game plan comes in where you kind of go through the week of the schedule of the game plan type week. You know, you're still in preseason mode, and you're still, you know, you're not showing everything, and you're keeping everything very basic and very vanilla. But at the same time, you're letting your starters get a full week's work that they would normally get during the regular season. So from that standpoint, that's kind of the game plan specific, and putting the coaching staff in more of that game plan week mentality where our whole focus is on, you know, obviously the Colts tonight and just putting our guys in positions to be successful.
Could you be any happier with the defense, the way they have played in these three games?
They're playing outstanding, you know, outstanding football. I think that's obviously the biggest bright spot, you know, for the training camp. And again, tonight they came up with another big, you know, turnover there in the end zone. They're playing aggressive, tenacious football. That's Jim Schwartz style of ball, and that's what I wanted when I hired Jim Schwartz, and that's what you're seeing. And our defensive line, is putting pressure on the quarterback just with a four-man rush. So very pleased where they are. We just got to keep it rolling and carry it into the regular season.
As far as injuries, Curry, Smallwood, and Hart, what do you have on
those? I don't have anything yet. All of those guys will be evaluated when we get back, and then I'll be able to update you at that time.
What did you update you got on?
Carson Wentz, he worked out tonight again and went through a full workout and he's in a position to possibly play next week. He's still a little bit sore, so we'll monitor that. We'll make sure he's rested here in the next couple of days, and I don't want to jeopardize him by any stretch of the imagination there. But at the same time, if he's ready to go, he'll play next Thursday.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back.